Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we'll spin the category wheel.
Almost
we're getting there.
Dude.
We are right there, dude. We are right there.
I'm at the same spot.
Oh, okay. I see. It's me. It's me who's messing up. All right, fine. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far in this new year, our biggest dummy is James, who thought a poo-poo platter was another name for a bedpan and found a way to answer 7 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? We certainly hope so. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Over to us, away we go. Welcome to season 20.
Uh-huh.
Episode number 4,244. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. We are 16 days into the new year. And I forgot to switch it on my sheet there to season 12.
Yeah, you got called out by several people on the text
line. Hey, thank you. I never would have known that. I swear to God, I just keep rolling with that. Here we are celebrating our 20th anniversary lager with Black Raven with a huge launch party on Friday, February 7th. I'm still saying we're in season 19.
I can't win them all, man.
I mean, I'm telling you what. Okay, good times. Head Chef is back. Tends to me potatoes. You've got the most important recipes of the last century.
What makes it important? Adds like the universal use of it, or what?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
And all you know, all these recipes. There's only like 4 or 5 of them that I'm going to throw in my personal opinions on some of the greatest inventions.
Do you have not on that list, but in your opinion, what would you say is the single greatest recipe in the last 100 years? I know your answer should be ranch.
Yeah.
I'm saying as a personal thing, like, what is your most important of the last 100 years? I mean, to be honest with you, whatever the Cheeto dust is, because there's nothing like it, man.
Well, and, I mean, and, look, the guy that invented the fried mozzarella stick.
Yeah.
I mean, right. It's just so...
Actually, I would probably go with the buffalo wing.
Okay. You know, man, that's a very solid call.
I mean, it's so stupid, but...
But it's part of your diet.
I mean, you know? If you told someone, hey, my uncle, you know what he's responsible for? Do you like mozzarella sticks? Yeah, he invented those. You're like, get out of here.
I want to eat them.
Yeah. Because, you know what, look, think of all the chefs out there, all the people that cook for a living. And if you're, you know, a chef, your whole idea is, whether it's specials or whatever else on the menu, you are creating a dish that has a little bit of you in it, and, you know.
But you can only get it there, and it might be the best meal
someone's eaten, but they're never going to eat it again.
Right, but nobody really invents a new food thing.
Right, that's universal.
Correct. Like, you know, whatever that is. You know, you might be able to make lamb a different way or whatever. Sure. But it's just not that universal thing where everybody, because the buffalo wing was accidental, correct? Not accidental, but just...
She just whipped them up because she had these chicken parts, and yeah. her son came in with his buddies drunk, and she was like, all right, I'll do this.
And what I like about it is, it's still drunk people that predominantly like them.
And it's funny because they were just chicken wings. And then the guys that opened Buffalo Wild Wings in Ohio started calling them Buffalo Wings.
Oh, really?
That's... So they were the ones who started the name.
Right. Those guys were from Ohio.
Interesting.
To her, it's like wrong parts wings.
But here's the other part of that. When they started out, they were Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck. BW3. So they took another iconic food item from Buffalo and brought that down to Ohio and made that because the Weck sandwich is predominantly only in Buffalo.
Well, sure. But if you take Buffalo Wings out of the equation and the Bills and the Sabres, what else is Buffalo known for, right?
Snow.
Right. I mean, the wings put that place on the map.
Cold.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing about Buffalo beyond
Kodak.
The wings that makes
actually,
you...
Actually, Buffalo Kodak is just Rochester, the number one town to move to
in
the United States.
Because it's affordable, and there's a reason.
Well, yeah.
Right, lots of people are investing in Buffalo right now, which is great for Buffalo, but there's a reason why it's cheap to live in Buffalo.
Find out what happens in Buffalo next week. When we're in 30-degree weather, what's Buffalo going to be?
Oh, God, don't be like, it's balmy.
Three degrees. Buffalo's crazy, too. Like, I did not realize how those lake effect snows that, like... It'll be dumping in Buffalo, and it's not even snowing in Rochester.
Nope, but Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse. Now, Buffalo has Lake Erie and Lake Ontario to deal with. Rochester and Syracuse just have Lake Ontario. That said, they have the Golden Snowball Competition every year. And some people think we have weather machines. We do not. But they still compete every year to see which one gets the most snowfall.
All right.
And I hated being part of that competition. Like, hey, Rochester won. I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah. Yep. But shout out to the Anchor Inn and Buffalo for creating the chicken wings. And then, yeah, we'll talk about the other most important inventions in food in the last century.
Is this around the world?
No, just, well.
I mean, like the Caesar salad, technically invented in Mexico, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, the pizza was invented in Italy, but we have commandeered this. By the way, some of the texts say the burrito bowl, cookie butter, and cinnamon toast crunch. I get the feeling they won't be on your list, but that for the
Well, left. And I will. We'll talk about this during the segment, but also, like, when you bring up the mozzarella stick and, like, wings. So remember 15, 20 years ago, it was cool to be, like, a hoity-toity, like, foodie, right? Mm-hmm. And Bourdain was a trained chef. He would eat that stuff. But now most of the food reviewers are just dudes in their cars or women in their cars.
You're 100% correct.
So it's like people are like, wait a minute, we like this stuff.
Yeah, this is what normal people
are. You guys pro bowl or anti bowl?
I'm neither. I prefer not to have it deconstructed.
Yeah, me too. Like I just, for whatever reason, Poke Bowl, KFC Bowl.
Chipotle bowl. If I'm over at Chippers, I'm getting a bowl.
Chippers.
Yeah.
Is that Chipotle? Okay.
That's what the kids are calling it.
Okay.
The hockey bread. Yes.
Just want to make sure.
I just don't get excited about the bowl.
It's fine. I mean, it's all the same flavors. I just, for whatever reason. Put it this way. If it could be handheld, I prefer it handheld. That's all.
It's just sometimes that burrito you get from Chipotle.
They make it a bit big.
It's hard to eat.
If I make a three-course meal at home, you know, I make some kind of a protein and some vegetables and some rice.
Yeah, meat and two veg.
I don't throw it all in a bowl and go, that's a bowl night.
But it kind of is on Thanksgiving. Right?
Yeah, I still prefer...
That's the original bowl in America is Thanksgiving dinner, because everyone's food kind of collects together, and you realize I got a mouthful of mashed potatoes and turkey and this and that all at once, right?
Well, you do it all the time at breakfast, but it's a scramble.
Well, I buy those big-ass... I buy those big-ass coronet oval-sized, disposable plates for Thanksgiving, so I have to do all the dishes.
Yeah.
And they have their own sections. So I like that. It's like a TV dinner plate, but bigger. Yeah, the head chef coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30. Also, keep in mind, we still have 5K a day. It's easy. All you need to do is listen to this program for 1 hour, either at Odyssey.com. If you're there, sign in so they know you're there. If you've got the Odyssey app, you're probably already signed in. So I'll listen for an hour, your chance to win your share of $5,000. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our new Big Dummy of the year, that would be James.
Oh, yeah.
It took 8 questions to get one right. And as we do, we like to do a little men's room poll. The first poll of the year, we asked you to give up one thing for the year.
Okay.
Your choices. To give up booze, to give up social media, to give up shaving, and to give up pizza. And as we put the poll up on Twitter, if you follow us up at Men's Room Live, here are your results. Coming in fourth place, the one thing at 13% that the majority of you said you did not want to give up.
I'm guessing pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, makes sense.
Pizza was it. Kind of shocked by that, but you said, no way, I want my pizza.
Not everyone drinks. Not everyone cares about shaving. We're like, pizza, that's too much, man.
In third place, 24% of the vote, that would be shaving.
Yeah, makes sense.
Whether you bust your head, wherever you cut, you can't do it for a year. In second place, booze at 27%. More of you would give up, or at least less of you would give up shaving than booze.
Yeah.
See, I thought booze would be last.
No way, man. So far, this is tracking in the exact order that I think it makes sense.
Right? All right. And social media, number one, 37%.
Sure.
Yeah. I think we got that from the callers as well. Okay. Unfortunately, today, on the Men's Room poll, you are getting arrested. And everyone knows that you have been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
The choices are what you've been arrested for.
All right.
Okay. And these are all from the news. These are all situations that have happened in the news.
That's the terrifying part.
Your first thing that everyone will know that you've been arrested for is a naked rampage, as a Florida woman has begun serving a prison sentence.
Don't bother, Ted.
A prison sentence.
Where are her eyebrows?
He immediately came over to see what she looks like. Uh-huh. You don't want to see her naked.
For a recent naked rampage at a convenience store that also included a masturbation session conducted in front of police. Celia Barrett.
You like this?
Who is 35.
No, ma'am, we don't.
35 years old, looks every bit
She's 35?
Of 48.
Oh, my God.
Can I borrow your nightstick?
Well, you know, she's not going to be hairy based on her face.
She doesn't have eyebrows.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, more than likely.
Ted can't move past that.
She's naked.
Where are the eyebrows, man?
Typically, body hair is body hair.
Yeah.
So you got a little, you got a little. Unless you plucked off.
If I'm a cop on that scene, it's like the other cop's like, Jesus, she's naked, she's masturbating in front of us. I'm just going to be like, she's not have eyebrows. Like, yeah. Lock her up.
And Mike, you know my move, she's getting tased.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's right. I like it.
She was in a racetrack convenience store and was sentenced to 15 months in state prison after copping two aggravated assaults, a felony, four misdemeanors, including exposure of sexual organs, disorderly intoxication. Alleged by police, she was drunk. She threatened workers at the racetrack in St. Petersburg with a sharp-edged vegetable peeler. I'm going to peel you.
I'll peel your ass alive.
A vegetable peeler?
Maybe they'll start under her eyebrows.
Could be. In addition to prison time, Barrett, who has previously served time for battery and marijuana, was ordered to pay fines about $1,000. But, yeah, she's going to jail for 15 months for a naked rampage. So, you could be arrested for a naked rampage.
Okay.
That's option number one. Option number two, a Chipotle manager exposed himself and masturbated in the dining area of a Pennsylvania restaurant.
The manager,
according to police, who say that a female victim felt liquid on her jeans when she got up to leave the table where the man had been pleasuring himself.
Mm.
Following the incidents at the eatery, a Harrisburg suburb known as Camp Hill, two women went to the local police station to report a sexual assault. The women, one of whom was a former Chipotle employee, detailed the encounter with Kasim Ransom, a 26-year-old manager. Duo told the cops they were seated at a communal table talking with Ransom and other employees when Ransom began doing something with his hands down his pants. One of the women said she saw him touching himself outside, recalling that she was in denial and tried to look away. The woman added that he grabbed numerous napkins and placed them down in his lap and brought one napkin up from his crotch and put it on top of the table. She said the napkin was sticking to itself. Second woman reported noticing that he was moving his hands a lot down around his penis, adding that she seemed to think that he might be tossing some dice, so to speak.
Yeah.
Getting ready to roll. Whenever the former Chipotle worker got up to leave the table, she felt liquid hit her jeans.
Mm.
So, option number two.
New shooter coming out.
You get caught doing a little self-loving at work.
Okay.
All right. Who hasn't?
But you get caught.
Already?
And you get arrested. Yes.
A little inside there.
Yeah. Now we head to Texas, where a kilt-wearing Texas man pled guilty to taking merchandise from antique stores.
All right.
then shoving the items in his rectum before returning them to the display shelves. Random objects.
Take that.
Mitchell Vest copped a criminal mischief in connection with vile incidents earlier this year at shops around a Houston suburb.
What is the motivation?
He is 6'6 and 250 pounds. He was sentenced to 12 months probation. He is a first-time offender. If he successfully completes the probationary term,
which should not be hard,
the misdemeanor conviction could be wiped from his record. According to police, Vest visited one store and placed a makeup brush and a restoration hardware piece in his anus before placing them back on the shelf for display. The owner of the business, the Curiosity Shop, told cops that Vest then took an antique bottle opener and a tobacco tent can, and also placed them into his anus under his green skirt, then returned both items to the shelf. In both instances, the soiled merchandise, valued at a combined $204, had to be thrown away due to fecal matter on them. Since his arrest, Vest, seen in action in the surveillance photo, has been free on $100 bond.
Let me get this right. Your probation is for the next 12 months, do not place items in your rectum and place them back on the shelf.
Yes, they note that Vest and his wife own a $600,000 home in the Woodlands, a wonderful Houston suburb.
Wow, man.
So you could be busted putting items in your rectum and then putting them back on the shelf.
Okay.
That's the big issue there. Like somebody's like, oh, I heard Ted went to the hospital. He got something stuck up there. It's like, all right, he's into that. But the fact I'm putting him back makes me seem like a sleaze bag.
He's just seeing what he's got, seeing what he can get in there, sticking him in there. And then putting them back on the shelf.
What's the motivation behind that? I just can't imagine.
I'm just actually shocked that there were fecal matter. It was fecal matter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little bit different.
Who needs to get a bidet?
Something.
No kidding.
Then your fourth option to be arrested for. A female victim, 64, was covered in grits when officers arrived at a home on Monday.
Come on.
An argument over kitchen usage turned violent when Jaquila Mobley grabbed some of the grits being cooked by her mom and hit her in the face with a hot porridge. The victim told Florida cops that she'd been drinking and using drugs, and that when she does this, she becomes aggressive. Johnson added she did not want to contact police since the matter was juvenile at its core. A sheriff's deputy who responded to the residents noticed that he observed dried grits on the side of the victim's face, as well as matching grits on the kitchen counter and a nearby dustpan. She was arrested for battery, a misdemeanor, and booked into the Marion County Jail. She told police she had been sleeping on the streets, had multiple battery arrests, but does not have any convictions. So option number four, we're going to say you got busted for beating up your mom.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that's what people know.
I think I'm taking the naked rampage out of those.
The naked rampage.
As far as what you have to live up to and explain for the rest of your life, I feel better with that one. I don't feel good about it. I just feel better about that one than the other one.
Well, when I was putting this into the poll, I was kind of thinking, like, which one would be each of us?
And so what did you come up with?
The only one I felt sure about is you'd be naked rampage.
Okay, yeah, that's where I'm at, man. Yeah, I mean, sure, it sounds stupid, but, like, I could live with that with minimal embarrassment.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Miles, and Mike there?
I don't know, because I don't know any of us that would beat up our own mom.
That's fair. And no offense, Miles, I feel like you're the guy's like, hey, man, I'm going to put this in my butt and put it back.
Look, man, I can't.
I'd get caught at work having self-time.
I can see that.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, to the point, be like, yeah, all right, we'll leave him alone next time.
Sure. You shouldn't walk in the green room.
Yeah, be careful, man. Napping.
After my hemorrhoidectomy, that's a little bit more difficult for me than it was. It's kind of like getting an
A-mark. But not impossible.
It's impossible.
I mean, I'd have to loosen it up. I mean, I don't know maybe a crayon or something like that.
There you go.
The items just would not be like, wow, how did he get that in there? It would be, okay.
It's not about how did he get it in there. It's like, why did he put it there and put it back? Like, the item, it really didn't matter. It could have been a G.I. Joe doll. It could have been, a perfume
bottle. It's got an original Star Wars action figure.
I think it would be one of those little troll dolls. So when you pull it out, the hair will be sticking straight up.
Well, it's just out anyway. It's out poofed. And then you pop it out, and that little troll guy's looking at you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's accompanied by a whole pencil in there.
Right. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
A troll doll.
What is Mike doing? I don't know. What's Mike doing in this one? Has he just lost it, goes on a naked rampage?
No.
I can't see him having time at work. I mean, maybe he's the quiet guy that's putting stuff up there.
Because be the last guy we suspect.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, like, if they walked into the, like, if Castle came in and said, listen, I know someone on the show did this thing to direct them and put it back on my desk, right? He wouldn't even include Mike in the conversation. He would walk in the studio and be like, Mike, leave. I got to talk to these guys, right? And the thing is, it could have damn well been you, but no one would suspect.
Well, you're the guy leaving pubic hairs in the sink in the men's bathroom.
Those were nose hairs, not pubic hairs.
What do you consider nose hair? I believe them to be pubic.
Is a nose hair a pubic hair?
Yeah.
No, because you have a pubic region.
Well, okay.
No, you have a pubic region. Your pubic region is your groin. If the hair comes in there, it is pubic. Yep. You got armpit hair, nose hair, you got face hair. You got head hair, you got ear hair, but that's not
what
pubic
hair. Okay, but your beard is
your
pubic hair.
You're splitting hairs here.
Well, isn't every hair a pubic hair then?
Yes.
You don't go out and say, I'm going to have cow tonight. You talk about the cut of the steak.
Right.
I'm with thrill.
Okay, but you just said you're going to have pork.
Okay.
Chicken.
Let me ask you this. I have served you a meal. There are three hairs in your mashed potatoes. Would you feel, and you got to take a spoonful of it.
Uh-huh.
Would you feel better if they were what I call pubic hairs? Like, no, these are from the place my pants hide, out of my nose or say my ears.
I'd probably take the ear hair.
Exactly, because pubic hair is different than the other
hair.
And
when's the last time you said, I'm going out for pork?
It is.
You go out for, like, pork chop, like, bacon, sausage. Like, come on, honey, get in the car. We're going for pork.
Right. To me, it still seems like a pubic hair.
It seems like it because you don't know. But nine times out of ten, if there's a hair in your food, probably not a pubic hair. Probably not a pubic hair.
We're going out
so
for
what do you
pork.
Call body hair, then?
Body hair.
Body hair.
Leg hair?
Okay, what about the hair in your butt?
That's pubic hair.
It's butt hair. It is pubic hair.
To me, because it's all connected.
Is your groin your pubis?
But it connects. It's got the zipper in between, man. I'm like, that kind of connection. Like, they're always
connected. Well, there's a road, but it's not the same city.
Right. It's not. But it's like, I live in Minneapolis. You live in St. Paul. But in the end, we live in the Twin Cities. Most people go, same difference, right? So to me, but would you feel better if it's a butt hair versus a pubic hair? No, you wouldn't. If you feel, look, I'll put it this, if the hair, based on where the hair comes from, if you feel better about where it comes from than another one, then you know whether or not it's pubic hair. If I said this is a chest hair, you go, all right. If I said, hey, it's not a pubic hair, it's a butt hair, you will not feel any better.
Game Notice Big Dummy is coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Famous Big Dummy 206-803 Rock Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right. Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay. On our poll, unfortunately, you're going to be arrested. What are you going to be arrested for? Going on a naked rampage, self-love at work, putting items in your rectum, or beating up your mother?
I'm going to go with the naked rampage.
Naked rampage. What store could you see yourself doing this rampage in if you are naked?
I mean, let's just go with Walmart. It's the biggest store around, right?
Yeah, but that's not exciting because I feel like a Walmart, most of the
busy,
people are half naked.
It's busy. You're going to be able to run. You've got multiple aisles to get this done. It's not like you're in a dollar store.
Yeah, but at Walmart,
I'm going to Nordstrom.
You don't even have to run it. Well, you could walk through Walmart naked, and I don't think anyone would care for 20 yeah, minutes.
Solid point.
I'm a Ted Nordstrom.
Would you just put on a random jacket and wear it and run around with it for a while?
I'd run around naked, and then I'd stop in the cafe as my buddy runs it, and I'd be like, hey, man. And then I'd run.
Hey, man.
Run back into the store.
Don't use my name, Ted.
I did not. You notice I didn't say his name.
Man, what would be a good store? I'm trying to think of a store that like my wife likes that I hate going into. Like that would be the one, just to get out of there quicker.
I mean, you could do it in a 7-Eleven.
Again,
but that's normal.
They'd be like, "All right, dude.
Yeah, I've
they'd
seen
give
this.
You 5 minutes, sir. Please leave. That's it. That'd be the whole thing. Not even gonna call the cops.
How about like a buffet? That way you'd have food involved.
A like restaurant, Golden Corral.
Yeah, like
the old
a Golden
folks.
Corral.
About 4 p.m.
Or
we're all sitting down for dinner.
Yeah. You know, you're just kind of dodging them behind the baked potato bar.
Yeah, there we go.
Throwing grated cheese at the dude. Yeah. Bacon bit fates.
All right, Matt.
If it's a breakfast buffet, I'm going to put some donuts on it.
Oh, God, yeah. They'll let you keep them. It's one way to get free donuts. Put them on your erection.
Onion rings, whatever.
Yeah. All right, Matt, your question. Haitian dictator Francois Duvalier. He was better known as Papa Who. Hint, not Smurf. Yeah, Papa Smurf, he only ruled over Haiti for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm. They called him the Blue Years.
Yeah.
Let's just say Papa Emeritus, even though that's wrong.
I don't remember.
This guy word, Emeritus.
Ruthless, man.
I don't know.
Not that Haiti's gotten much better, but Papa Doc.
Papa Doc.
Yeah. Google that son of a bitch.
I gotta be honest, even as a history guy, I don't know much about Haiti.
You don't hear much about it. I mean, the only thing you hear about Haiti is bad stuff. But yeah, Papa Doc, I want to say he ran that joint for a good number of years and absolutely ruthless dude. All right, your question.
Oh, he's also a Voodooist. Mm-hmm. Voodooist.
Voodooist. Voodooist. On what part of a house would you find flashing? My bedroom window if the neighbors look.
Agreed. How about under the roof? Like when you before you lay the roof down.
Yep. You got it. Oh, flashing. All right.
Gotta lay down to flashing.
That's that stuff they roll out in the big big black spool. Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Sober, not sober, Mark.
I'm working on Thrill's favorite, both of them.
Thrill's favorite
and
what?
Cocktails and cocktails and little green.
So what kind of cocktail are you drinking? Because to me, a cocktail is straight Jack.
I was Jack back in 1982,
Thrill. Okay, I was 13. I wasn't quite there yet. Okay. I'm still on Kool-Aid.
All right, Mark, you're going to get arrested. Are you going to go on a naked rampage, get caught doing self-love at work, putting items in your rectum, or beating up your mom?
I'm going to go with everybody's naked rampage.
Naked rampage. Okay.
Somehow that doesn't sound like a stretch for you. It's just the feeling I get. All right, Mark, here is your question. What's the name of the male co-anchor of Channel 5 News on the TV show Family Guy?
I watch South Park a little bit, but rerun, don't know, Phil.
Phil. Not a bad name. Go ahead, say it, Mike. Every time I ask a Family Guy question, I'm like, I know Mike is going to know the answer.
That'd be Tom Tucker.
Tom Tucker is correct. I'm Tom Tucker.
Good evening, Cohog. I'm Tom Tucker.
All right, your question. What island does the Statue of Liberty stand on? That is comedy.
Collins Place, Staten Island.
Is it Liberty Island?
It is, in fact, Liberty Island. Mm-hmm.
You know, I just watched a whole special on that. That's not as as big of a gift as we thought.
Well, it wasn't. It was re-gifted.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, what, for the opening of the Suez Canal, I believe?
Something.
And they were like, dude, we don't want
it. New York City was supposed to raise a bunch of money to help. They didn't. Finally, the French were like, just take it.
Right, exactly. It was a re-gift.
Yeah.
And now it's this big symbol. And it's like, nobody wanted the thing, and there she is.
Yeah, it's like the longest white elephant party of all time.
Man, I got the Statue of Liberty. I wanted the gift cards. All right. Your question, what was Dr. Jekyll's first name? Now, as a clue, there's an actor whose last name is Cavill. There is another actor whose last name is Winkler. All right. And he shares the same first name.
Oh, you give it away there in Fonzie.
Yeah, but the first
name. But the actor's name.
I know what it is. It's, I would say, shout out to it's Henry Winkler.
You all right there, man?
I'm good. I wanted to say shout out to my nephew out there if he's listening.
What's his name?
Who's your nephew?
Christopher. He's an Eagle Scout, by the way, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Take that, Montgomery. Oh. Me.
Miles is just what? Remember the arrow or something?
He's an Eagle Scout.
He just wanted to point it out.
I'm a Life Scout, which means I'm a scout for life.
Big dummy!
Sounds sad. Every time you keep saying
lifer. I'm a lifer, man.
It just sounds like some title, like the participation drill.
Look, the badge is a heart. I have a huge heart, and I'm giving my love to the Boy Scouts for the rest of my life. Mike, let me ask you this. As an Eagle Scout, did you have to be a Life Scout first?
That is correct. Yes, I did.
Oh, so you're also a Life Scout.
Yeah.
But one rank above.
No, he was. I went through Life Scout.
Oh.
I exceeded expectations of Life Scout.
He died.
He ended his life. I'm after Life Scout.
Yes, he is
after Eagle Scout. Life Scout.
I like it.
Well, there's a lot of people that went to my high school, right? But they're not stags for life. They didn't graduate. Right? Like, I love Maryland, but, like, I don't have a Terps for Life bumper stickers. I didn't graduate.
Yeah.
Feels like you stopped your senior year.
I stopped at life. You stopped at life.
Yeah, I figured this is good enough for me. A scout for life?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to date her anyhow.
Yeah.
You're right. She's ugly now.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to get arrested. What will people know that you've been arrested for? Going on a naked rampage, little self-love at work, putting items in your rectum, or beating up your mom?
Self-love. I use work night shifts.
Yeah, self-love. So, I mean, that's everybody assumes you're doing that.
Did you practice self-love working the night shift?
Basically, you're just copping to it right now.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, man. Yeah, right, yeah. There with it. By the way, as far as the poll goes, Rebecca Lee chimes in and says, I'm beating up my mom. Okay, Rebecca Lee. All right, Justin, here's your question.
She was in the Army. I feel bad for her mom.
Maybe her mom was in the Army, too, and it's a knockdown, drag-out, you know, fight to the death.
Mm-hmm.
Or she just kills her mother. We'll never know. All right, Justin, your question. The city of Cleveland is located on the shores of which Great Lake?
Superior?
No, Erie.
Lake Erie.
Quick update from my Facebook.
Yeah.
Listener named Michael just hit me up. He says, Team Eagle Scout. yeah, I said, are you one as well? And he says, yes.
Oh. Eagle Scouts coming out in force.
Life Scouts, come out of the woodwork. Come on.
They're embarrassed, man.
And also, this Michael would like our Mike to wear his uniform at the party.
Do you know the honest difference? Yeah, Ted? Come on, Mike.
Do you know the honest difference, Ted, between a Life Scout and an Eagle Scout? And I'm being dead serious.
One is successful.
One's had sex.
Bitter girl.
Yeah. at that point in their life, too.
Well, he does enjoy kale, which is also bitter.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of why you couldn't make Eagle Scouts?
You're not.
Because some of those Life Scouts were having sex and just happened to be with the, I don't know, Scout Master?
No, he was going after much younger kids than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's literally why you could not get the Eagle Scouts.
No, the whole troop folded.
And you were.
When he went to jail.
The troop folded. But you were working under Eagle Scout Project.
At that time, yes.
God, I'd be pissed.
I was so disheartened by the situation that I just stopped.
I think that's fair.
I stopped going.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, what are you doing, Justin?
Oh, turning metal down.
Oh.
On the machining.
I had no idea.
All right, here's your question. What Cajun dish, Ted, is a mixture of rice, sausage, chicken, shrimp, oysters, and more?
Ooh, that sounds good.
It is good.
Would that just be gumbo?
That is a gumbo. It's not, you want to get
that's
say jambalaya?
F-U-T.
That's jambalaya.
Oh,
jambalaya.
So it's not F-U-T.
Mm-hmm. Ah. You know it's one of the three, right? I mean,
yeah.
All right, your question. Who was the first actor to play the role of James Bond?
Oh, man.
Shut up.
Sean Connery? No.
Is it?
Yeah. It is. A lot of people think it's George Lazenby.
Yeah.
So I did the research. It was not him. I want to say he played Bond in the second movie, but was remarkably unpopular, so they went back to Sean Connery.
Okay.
And also, my Connery impression is just so good. I gave it away.
I know. I mean, that's... Who else could that have been?
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Sean Connery, ironically, Scottish Eagle Scout.
Yeah. I made it to Eagle Scout, Montgomery. Your lifer. Hi, Miles, you love him. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
God.
Oh, God, huh?
Yeah.
Hola, Victoria.
Hola.
Eastwood, tell me you were an Eagle Scout.
No, I was a scout for about 2 weeks, and then I gave it up. But I was, for my son, I was a scout master for 2 years.
All right, very good, man.
Do you have to be an Eagle Scout to become a scout master? Or can you just volunteer to do it?
Obviously, they don't vet anybody.
Okay. Jesus.
The women who run those joints, they're all in charge of scouting, and they just wanted to have some male to, you know, run the pine box derbies and watch the boys, you know, when we go out camping and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we had the jamboree we had down there in Tukwila, down there at Long Acres, right a mile from my house. And, sleeping in an open field in the rain, so I went to a jamboree. And
was that a national? Was that national, Eastwood? Eastwood, was that a national jamboree?
I'm not sure. It was a bit of a jamboree. It was down there at old Long Acres down there. Right.
Yeah, if it could hold 100,000 people, it's a national one. Oh, by the way, you sober or not sober?
I've been talking to Bob's from... over here, so no, I'm not sober.
Okay. All right, Eastwood, you're going to get arrested, which I'm sure you already have, but pick one of these. Naked rampage, self-love at work, items in your rectum, or beating up your mom.
The only time I was really arrested was when they restraining order I violated. I went to a Tom Petty concert and come back, had my firearm on me, and they took me in and arrested me. After the first sentence, I got taken into RJC, the Regional Justice Center, and they couldn't find me, man. I had no prints or nothing because I wasn't a criminal. But anyway, I'd be the rent naked. I couldn't beat my mom up. One time when I was 13, mom come up and she swung at me and I raised a fist. She jumped on my back and don't you ever raise a hand. I'm just going to try to block her punch. I mean, I would never touch my mom. I swear to God, man.
Yeah.
When
you're at the Tom Petty show, they tell you to don't come around there no more.
Yeah, it was great, man. We went to
Tom said it himself. It was crazy. Hey,
Washington, and watch it, and I came back, and I got to 188 there at DTAC, and two cops stopped me running Popeye, and they hung me turns and pulled me in, and they started talking about my wife, and they go, "Oh, you got a restraining order."
Oh,
me in the airport, put me in there. It was fun. It was kind of crazy. Oh, yeah, you can think it's real cool being in the airport. And go, man, I used to work the Sky Chef, man. I used to own this airport. Just go sit in the airplanes, you know, and eat the food. And working a Sky Chef was cool because it had all the booze you wanted, man. All the booze you wanted. They had those little baby bottles, and they didn't do inventory. So when you come back in, you fill your pockets, stop your car, put money in your seat. It was great, man, for 6 months.
I just kind of think it's wild that you're like, you never know what's going to happen at a Petty concert. Better bring my gun.
Right. Known for that.
I left my teenage son at home, and I was afraid if I left the firearm at home, he'd get his fingers on it, and so I took it.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah, that's actually a good excuse.
All righty, so here is your question. How many countries make up Great Britain? How many countries make up Great Britain?
I don't know. Let's see. Wales. Let's go with four.
Five.
Three.
Great Britain is England, Scotland, and Wales. Your next question, Eastwood, how many countries make up the United Kingdom?
The United Kingdom?
Hmm?
I don't know. I thought that was the same as they did, too.
Five,
four.
England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Great Britain is the island. United Kingdom includes Northern Ireland.
Okay. Yeah.
I already switched your question. The Blues Boy King is better known as what musician? The Blues Boy King. It's right there.
I don't know. I can't think of it. You know, the blues singer. I'm just having a brain fade here.
The Blues Boy King. Don't over.
Elvis, what the hell is boy?
You say Elvis?
Yeah.
It's right there. B.B. King.
B.B. King.
Yep.
King.
Yeah. Blues Boy King.
B.B. King up in Canada, Vancouver at Gastown Alley, whatever it was. You pay $20, you go sit in the room, and they, you know, women go in one door, boys go in the other up there in Canada. And so I went and watched B.B. King do about an hour and a half set. Yeah.
So you actually saw the Blues Boy King. Yeah. B.B. King.
Yeah. At Gastown. Yeah. Up in Vancouver. Yeah. It was great, man. Yeah. The big old place. You had like three different bands up there, and then they do sessions in this room, and they take people and say, $20, go ahead and watch B.B. King. So
I would have.
An hour and a half, and you got another crowd, man.
All right, Eastwood, your question. Snowy Great Horn.
I wanted to bring up football for a minute, man. I made a bet last weekend, and I took a goddamn Pittsburgh at 15.5 and won by 1.5. And, Ted, I took your Commanders, who you don't like anymore. I love them.
All right.
With Jaden Daniels. And I had 9.5 points, and they won the game. So,
how much money did you make?
I put down 120 and I got back 94, so I'm getting about 212 or something back.
All right. Okay. So do you have an answer to the question? What?
Yeah, I was going to say that was an owl.
You are correct, sir.
Very good.
More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.